Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at physical exercise and brain health, and finally a story about gluteal muscle activation during running in females. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 557, recorded July 22nd, 2016. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study recently published in the Journal of Physiology looked at the various types of exercise and its relationship to the health of the brain. Aerobic exercise, such as running, has positive effects on brain structure and function, such as adult hippocampal neurogenesis, known by its acronym AHN, and learning. Whether high-intensity interval training, referring to alternating short bouts of very intense anaerobic exercise with recovery periods, or anaerobic resistance training, has similar effects on AHN is unclear. In addition, individual genetic variation in the overall response to physical exercise is likely to play a part in the effects of exercise on AHN, but is less well studied. The study's conclusion suggests that physical exercise promotes adult hippocampal neurogenesis most effectively if the exercise is aerobic and sustained, especially when accompanied by a heightened genetic predisposition for response to physical exercise. As always, discuss all exercise-related questions with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. Hip and knee joint motion in the transverse and frontal plane during running may increase patellofemoral joint stress and contribute to the etiology of patellofemoral joint pain. The authors of a study published in the journal Clinical Biomechanics evaluated the association between these kinematics and the magnitude and timing of gluteus medius and maximus activity during running in females with patellofemoral pain. The authors also compared the magnitude and timing of gluteal muscle activity during running between females with and without patellofemoral pain. Females with patellofemoral pain demonstrated delayed and shorter gluteus medius activation than females without knee pain during running. The magnitude and timing of gluteus maximus activation was not different between groups. Greater hip adduction and internal rotation excursion was correlated with later gluteus medius and gluteus maximus onset, respectively. The study concluded interpreted that neuromuscular control differences of the gluteal muscles appear to exist among females with patellofemoral pain during running. Interventions to facilitate earlier activation of these muscles may be warranted among females with patellofemoral pain who demonstrated altered running kinematics. As always, discuss all exercise-related questions with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.